9:50. Nikki, are we back on board?
We are.
Okay. Welcome back from a break. We are now on number 5, spring bear hunting seasons, briefing and public hearing. Anish?
Yes, good morning, commissioners, director, deputy director. Today, I'm going to be presenting the black bear, the spring black bear hunting rule. This comes before you every year because it's a permitted hunt and our permits fluctuate slightly every year. I hope you can see the presentation before I get started.
Yeah, it looks good.
Okay. All right. So basically a summary of this presentation is it outlines the requirements related to participating in spring special permit hunts for black bear. And then it also outlines that successful harvest applies towards the annual two bear bag limit. I wanted to kind of put up this language from our game management plan just to outline why we do spring bear permits. The spring bear hunt is designed to address emerging management needs such as bear damage to trees, commercial timberlands, and then bear human conflicts, or to more evenly distribute harvest compared to the fall season. So I think we've gotten some questions on this one. So I wanted to clarify in the game management plan, it does give us the latitude to do all of these things while providing recreational hunting opportunity. We manage bears on kind of a large landscape. We have 9 bear management units, although only 8 of them really have bears in them. The basin area does not have very many bears. And then we compile the data on those bases. So we manage at that level so folks can understand how we manage bears. The way we set our seasons is based on mainly based on the percent female in the harvest. That tells us if we're over harvesting or under harvesting our bears. And usually we like to stay within the realm of 35 to 39% of the harvest to be female. And then we also look at median ages of the females harvested, and we want them to be adult, in the 5 to 6 year old range. And the reason for that is if you have sufficient numbers of females and a sufficient number of breeding females, then you're likely not over harvesting the population. So here are all the 8 BMUs that we actually have harvested. And as you can see, overall on the 10-year and the 5-year average, we're right within that range. We're not over that 39 bears per female bears in the harvest. So here are some of the recommended changes that we're recommending. Basically, we're recommending standardizing the season. In the past, we've had seasons that staggered and started at different times. We feel this was confusing and really unneeded, given that the season is fairly, encompasses the spring anyway. So we standardized the seasons. We clarified some language associated with the bear check-in. Last year was the first year we initiated this bear check-in, and it said that it was going to be a ceiling, but really we're not sealing the hide. We just want people to bring the bears in so we can check them and inspect and get a tooth and all of those things that we do. It's not actually a sealing process. So we just wanted to clarify that in the language. And then we are recommending removing Weyerhaeuser Columbia timberlands from the North Skagit hunt because they are not allowing access. So it wouldn't do us any good to have that in there and then frustrate hunters that are trying to gain access to that area. And then the last change is reduce the number of permits on the Long Beach hunt by 2. We currently have 12 permits in that area and we're going down to 10. This is mainly related to access and in that area is there's a lot of small tracts of private land, and the more hunters you have, the more likely they are to kind of bump into each other, and harvest has kind of declined in that area anyway, so there really wasn't a need for additional harvest or hunters in that area. So as far as public comments, we received a lot of public comments on this one. 835 comments were received. 328 of them were on our online survey that we prefer people to weigh in on. Three were emailed letters, and then 504 were a form email that came from a group. And I'll kind of tell you what the gist of that email is in a few minutes. About 44%, 146 of the survey respondents had kind of a neutral stance. They didn't really provide us whether they were for or against the rule, although they did provide some comments that I will go through as well. 63% of the survey respondent who specified a stance on were generally in support. And then 37%, about 68 people of the survey respondents who specified their stance were generally opposed. So the majority of folks that actually told us whether they're for or against it were in support of this rule change. Some of the public comments that we received in the comment field or by email basically asked us to have a general season bear, spring bear season, which as you know, this is a permit bear season. And we get this a lot, but I don't know that because of this, the bears are more susceptible to harvest. We don't feel this would reduce opportunity overall if we just opened it up. And then others would like to see more permits on some of the units. Some would like to see additional GMUs added to the spring bear hunt. And then others spoke to the access to the timberland. As I mentioned, some of these hunts are on the west side where timber damage occurs. And so they do occur on timber growers. And then there is some frustration around how the access is managed around those. Some oppose bear hunting in general, and some oppose spring bear hunting. So we had the whole gamut of folks that wanted different things. We did receive three emails that delivered letters. Two were from organizations, and one was from a private citizen. Those letters basically said there wasn't enough bear population information to have a hunt. There were many concerns about possible cub orphaning. And then they also indicated that they don't think there's evidence that these hunts are having the desired effect. And then the general public may not agree with these hunts. So those letters outlined those main topics. As I mentioned, we did receive 504 emails that were in a form format. And basically those emails said that bears are highly sentient and deserve not to be harassed by hunters, particularly during the fragile time when females with cubs are emerging from their dens. A springtime hunt would subject bears, including nursing mothers, to the stress of being chased and harassed while they are in poor physical shape. A hunt that would be unthinkable for other big game species such as deer and elk. Trophy hunters often unknowingly kill nursing mothers, which orphans cubs, leaving them to suffer from starvation, predation, or exposure. Washington bears should be safeguarded, not hunted. They should be allowed the chance to grow and recover from hibernation, not hunted. Please do not allow trophy hunting of black bears during the spring. But the reason I read that is because it was hard to really paraphrase that, and I wanted, because there were so many people that sent the same exact letter, I wanted to make sure that folks understood what it said. And with that, I'll take any questions. As I mentioned, there weren't very many changes, just those two permits and then removing the timberland from the North Skagit hunt.
Questions for Anise from the commission? Kim Thorburn.
Mine aren't questions. I just wanted to add a couple of things from our discussion yesterday. It was emphasized this spring hunt is only 10%, at most 10% of the harvest of bears. It's a general hunt in the fall, and there's a much higher harvest. And then the second point that was brought out is the spring hunt is distinct from the bear conflict removals that we have spent actually quite a bit of time with in the past with the small forest owners. So it's two distinct things that happen. And I just wanted to clarify that.
Thank you, Commissioner Thorburn. Vice Chair Baker, nice to see you this morning.
Takes me a while to wake up, Larry. Anise, the first slide said that this is a cumulative total in terms of opportunity for hunters. And so I want to make sure I understand that. If I was a bear hunter and I had both the spring bear hunt and then a season hunt later in the year, I could still max out at two bears. Is that correct?
Yep, that is correct.
So the and can you tell us again, so most of these hunts, the females are that are hunted or that are killed are basically around 30%, between 30 and 40% of the total number that are harvested?
The spring bear harvest is 30, it's just under 30%.
And then, so I'm asking these questions because I am sensitive to the orphaning cubs issue, as my guess is all of us are. When do we have any idea how many, what percentage of that roughly 30% were lactating or had cubs with them then?
No, we do not. And that's one of the main reasons we initiated this check-in process, to try to get at some of this information. So, and we weren't able to do it last year because it was the first year it was supposed to be done, but COVID-19 happened right at the same time when we were trying to initiate it, and we weren't sure we would be able to do these check-in processes safely without, exposing our employees to COVID-19. We have since have done some check-ins for other species and feel more comfortable that we're able to do them. So I'm hoping, unless there's a surge or a much increased likeliness of getting the disease, we will have a spring check-in, and that will start to give us some information with regarding to lactating females.
Well, thanks, Anise. And thank you, Chair Carpenter. I might have a couple other questions, but sounds like we've got a lot of people want to talk to us about this issue.
We do. If there's no other questions right now, we'll move into the open public comment. And before I read the introduction on that, I'm going to change my style when we have so many people in the public comment. I individually ask after there's a public statement if any commissioners have questions or comments for the individual. I'm going to not do that. I'm just going to look at the screen, and if someone's hands up, I'll acknowledge them so we can move through this in a more efficient manner if there's no objection from my colleagues. Okay. All right. We will now take questions and comments from participants. Reminder, everyone is currently muted. So if you have a question, please raise your hand. Nikki, this is your speech. You make this, please. Okay. Are you there, Nikki?
I'm here.
I'm sorry. I was trying to take, I don't want to take your thunder. You do such a nice job with that.
Oh, thank you. Everyone is currently muted, so if you have a question, please raise your hand. If you're on the computer, the raise hand button appears under your name. If you're on the phone, please press *9 and wait to hear you have been unmuted. That's your indication. It is your turn to speak. Let's see.
How many do we have, Nikki?
Nancy, one, two. Looks like we got 8. Let's see. Go ahead, Marie Newmiller.
Thank you. Good afternoon, commissioners, and thank you for the opportunity to speak to you again on the issues currently before the commission. My name is Marie Newmiller, and I am speaking on behalf of the membership of the Inland Northwest Wildlife Council. Our group has been an active participant with WDFW and the commission on the issue of game management, and specifically predator management. As Anise mentioned in the Wildlife Committee meeting yesterday, the spring bear season is a tool in the game management toolbox that is currently utilized, and the permit system allows WDFW biologists to carefully control the take numbers by making adjustments to the permits using the science available based on field aging and tooth analysis. The amazing biodiversity of Washington State creates a complex management issue that requires a multifaceted approach. Failure to appropriately manage predator numbers, especially in the spring, can be detrimental to ungulate youth survival rates. Hunters strive to protect all wildlife populations and try their best to ensure that they're not taking females with cubs. However, as our state, especially Eastern Washington, sees an increase in the predator population as wolves and grizzly bears reestablish in the area, we need to be proactive in order to maintain the proper balance between predators and prey in order to protect the populations in both groups. Banning predator hunting or removing seasons will have a direct impact on the ungulate populations. Spring is a crucial time in the ungulate reproduction cycle, and with careful attention to the balance, we can achieve several goals. We can protect ungulate survival and recruitment. We can protect predator numbers and their food supply. We can help reduce conflict with predators and humans, all while offering quality recreation opportunities to the public. Maintaining spring bear seasons and working closely with the biologists and your stakeholder groups can ensure that we protect and even improve our predator and prey populations. We appreciate the intense work that the department does to track breeding age female mortality numbers and how those numbers are being used to create harvest guidelines that guide your management strategies. We hope that you will continue following this practice and utilize spring bear seasons as a beneficial tool in the overall game management plan. Thank you.
Thank you, Marie. Next, Nikki, please.
Next, we've got Malaya Luwalhati. Go ahead, Malaya.
Hi, my name is Malaya Luwalhati, and I'm a concerned citizen and voting resident, and I wanted to make a public comment about the black bear hunting, and so I'm opposed to the black bear hunting. For a number of reasons, one of them being that bears are sentient beings, and like us, they feel pain and suffer. And another reason why I'm opposed to the black bear hunting is because it doesn't adequately address the increased human prey species encounters. And because the root of the problem of why humans are experiencing more encounters with prey species such as black bears is because of we are increasingly encroaching on their habitat, on their natural homes. And so unless we address that directly, hunting will just continue causing more problems and won't actually address that, and also the increase in ungulate populations such as deer, and issues with deer being hit by cars, and so I was wondering if I can also make a comment now about the southern resident orca, or if that's for later in this meeting.
Malaya, you'll have to do that later. This is specifically on the black bear discussion.
Okay, and where can I submit more public comment, like via email?
Nikki, could you contact Malaya when we have a break, and you can give her the information to send an email or whatever her preference is?
Absolutely.
That work for you?
Yes, and when can I make a public comment about the southern resident orca?
I have to see.
It'll be after the next item. Commercial Whale Watching is next.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you for your comments. Next, Nikki.
Have Martha Hall. Go ahead, Martha.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
I'm Martha Hall. All spring bear hunts in Region 1 are about nothing but recreational hunting. These are 82% of the total number of hunting permits in this proposal. This fact has been covered up by staff. Now they say the reasons are too nuanced to explain and the public doesn't understand. I use science data and the correct interpretation of the game plan to reach this conclusion. I sent you my information this week in letters. In October, staff in Olympia clearly told me in emails that the hunts in Northeast Washington were about recruitment problems in white-tailed deer. That's 58% of the permits. There is no recruitment problem in white-tailed deer in Northeast Washington. In October, I was also told that the hunts in the Blue Mountains are about similar problems in elk calves. That's 24% of these permits. While this is more complicated and requires reading department documents, which I did, the decline in elk is not because of bear predation. When challenged, staff abruptly changed their reason to this response, that their reason is nuanced, and they're not going to tell the public the specific reasons for hunts in any area. However, for the first time, they did admit that these hunts are about recreational hunting, though they failed to tell us how much this is the reason. The game management plan on page 20 says managing predators to benefit prey will be considered when there is evidence that predation is a significant factor limiting prey populations. There is no evidence. This is the first time the commission is voting on spring hunts, knowing they are mostly recreational. They're not about conflicts. This was hidden until this year. Yes, you've approved these hunts. Are you going to allow this lack of transparency and misuse of the game plan to continue? Or will you do the right thing and table this proposal until you get honest and straight answers from staff for the reasons of these hunts? This is the first time we know we are voting on recreational bear hunting in spring. And please recognize that there is 20 to 25% compliance by hunters on teeth submission, and this department's data on bear populations and females is based on this low compliance. This needs to be fixed. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments, Martha. Nikki, next, please.
Next, we've got Robert Hall. Go ahead, Robert.
Commissioners, my name is Bob Hall. I do not normally speak at public meetings, but I am speaking today because I'm angry. This state agency is not transparent, and staff is refusing to tell the public why these special hunts are being held. Like many people, we thought these bear hunts were about tree damage. In October, when my wife asked for the reasons for the hunts, staff sent her emails that clearly stated three reasons. West of the Cascades, tree damage and conflicts like bears getting into garbage. East of the Cascade, low ungulate ratios. I decided to ask staff the same questions again this week. We quickly learned something had changed and staff didn't want to tell me. After asking four times, we still don't know. However, staff did admit for the first time that the hunts are about recreational hunting as well as conflicts. Staff is refusing to say how much of the reason is conflict and how much is just recreational in each of the 23 GMUs. Staff is also refusing to name the exact conflict. The staff's cover-up works like this. Staff says the spring bear hunts are in the game plan, which is misleading if you read this plan. Second, staff says things like, it's nuanced. There is no single reason. You mistook examples as the sole reason. These are recreational hunts that also deal with other issues, but staff won't tell us what other issues. Our state's black bears belong to the public. It is our right to know why the state agency wants black bears killed in the spring. Claiming that the reason is nuanced is not transparency. Commissioners, it is your responsibility to know exactly why staff wants these special hunts. It is your responsibility to require transparency and honesty. I'm proud to be part of the 95% of the residents of Washington who do not want to hunt animals. I oppose spring bear hunts. I also believe the governor appointed someone to represent my values, ethics, and interests. I am still trying to figure out who this is. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments, Mr. Hall. And Commissioner Thorburn has her hand up.
I wanted to comment on the term nuance. We used it quite a bit yesterday in the Wildlife Committee. I don't think it really was started by staff. I think perhaps I was the first person to use it, but we were talking about hunting as the main reason that hunting is carried out by the department is to provide opportunity to people who still enjoy that sport. Yes, they are the minority, but as we've heard in other testimony, they're very dedicated to conservation and they are an important constituency. And the reason that we hunt is to provide them the opportunity that they enjoy.
Thank you, Commissioner Thorburn. Nikki, next, please.
Next, we've got David Lynn. Go ahead, David.
Hi, David Lynn from Ocean Shores, representing myself. I do object to having a spring bear hunt for several reasons. As been noted before, it's difficult to distinguish between male and female bears. So hunting in the spring will result in killing many females, and the department acknowledges 35 to 39%. They don't know how many of them are lactating, how many have cubs that on their own then will be left to slowly die of hunger and exposure. It seems to me that that's really cruel and something that should be avoided at all costs. Since the timber industry is allowed to put out feeding stations for bears with the intention of preventing damage to their trees, and the bears are very hungry after hibernation, they go in search of food wherever they can find it. Although bear baiting is prohibited, these very feeding stations could effectively become baiting stations and act as a way to circumvent the law and department policies. I feel the department is understaffed and unable to handle all the inspection required to properly oversee that all hunters are in compliance with the regulations, and they've admitted that a significant number of kills are not properly documented. My question, is this hunt really necessary? I believe we should err on the side of caution for the benefit of our wildlife and our general population. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments, Mr. Lynn. Nikki, next, please.
Next, we've got Dan Paul, followed by Sharon Strobel. Go ahead, Dan.
Thank you.
Good morning, Chair Carpenter, members of the commission, Director Suswin, staff. My name is Dan Paul, the Washington Senior State Director for the Humane Society of the United States. Thank you very much for the opportunity to speak on behalf of Washington's black bears. The HSU was opposed to spring bear hunting due to the increased vulnerability of the bears in the period following hibernation. They're just beginning to regain their strength and are at their most defenseless. They're also their most desperate after going months without eating. It is impossible for a state agency to guarantee that a mother bear with dependent cubs will not be killed in the springtime hunt, which will leave her cubs orphaned to potentially die of starvation, predation, or exposure. This type of suffering happens every year in our state, and most Washingtonians do not support this. In fact, according to a 2019 survey conducted by the National Shooting Sports Foundation and Responsive Management, it found that most Westerners, a whopping 64%, oppose the cruel and unsporting practice of spring bear hunting. And of the respondents who identified as strongly supporting hunting, only 20% of that group approved of hunting black bear in the spring at all. This is an astounding value statement and one that I hope the commission truly reflects on. Additionally, research published by the Journal of Wildlife Management indicates that WDFW has overestimated the bear numbers in Western Washington by upwards of 50%. And a study by DFW's own bear biologists found that as many as 20% of bear hunters in Washington don't report their bear kills to DFW. Numerous biological studies show that we cannot hunt our way out of human bear conflicts. Trying to do so only drives down the bear population and does not change the rate of conflict. Instead, the best solution is still focusing on robust public education about coexistence with bears and using bear resistant trash cans. Black bears are incredibly beneficial to our ecosystem and are perhaps the most photographed mammal in North America. This is important to keep in mind because according to the US Fish and Wildlife Service, wildlife watchers now outspend hunters by almost 3-to-1 nationwide. So for all these reasons, we request DFW stop allowing springtime bear hunts and expanding bear hunts access across the state so the agency can better reflect the wishes of the entire Washington constituency who desire to view, photograph, and peacefully coexist with our treasured black bears. Thank you so much for your service and thank you for your consideration.
Thank you for your comments, Mr. Paul. Nikki, next, please.
Next, we've got Sharon Strobel, followed by Sophia Ressler. Go ahead, Sharon. Make sure to unmute yourself, Sharon.
Trying to do that, okay.
There you go.
I'm unmuted now, okay.
Yep, you're good.
The WDFW Commission is mandated to provide oversight and to offer opportunities for public input on policy. The department and commission have received a lot of pushback from the public about the spring bear hunt. And yet it appears the hunt is progressing despite the considerable opposition. I hardly need to go into the issues of lactating bears and their cubs who are vulnerable in the spring and the many reasons why this hunt is not only inappropriate, but also inhumane. These matters are well known. Our wildlife is a state resource of value to all Washingtonians and must be managed to reflect these values. By far, the majority do not hunt, but recreate in other ways and enjoy our wildlife in other ways than hunting. Yet the WDFW behaves as though it is more of a hunt club than the manager of a resource that benefits all of us besides the 4 to 5% who hunt. The Black Bear Management Plan designates the fall hunt as the major recreational hunt, while a special spring hunt is allowed for specific conflict situations. This is what the public has believed, but it turns out that this is not the main purpose at all. Instead, the spring bear hunt has become a major recreational hunt. Why is this excess even happening? Is it to raise more money? $117 for a permit times 668 permits equals $78,156. The result is that black bears in our state are hunted most of the time when they are not hibernating, with maybe a little over a month when they are free of pursuit. This is clear overreach and jeopardizes other recreational activities that are in conflict with hunting. Hikers, backpackers, and wildlife viewers do not enjoy being in the presence of hunters. I have personally experienced bullets whistling by too close for comfort, and others have reported seeing cubs being killed before their eyes. This is not okay, especially when so much of the recreational year is taken up by hunting in the late summer through fall, starting August 1st, and now with the spring hunt as well. The spring bear hunt is an ill-conceived hunt full of inconsistencies and outright misrepresentation of its very purpose, according to the department's own management plan. See the WDFW Game Management Plan 2015 to 2021. The commission is tasked with oversight and not just to rubber stamp what the department says it is doing when it communicates half-truths, as is happening in this case. The problem is more than just nuance. It is outright misrepresentation with even possible legal liability implications. It is time WDFW starts recognizing its responsibility to all the citizens of our state and not just to the 4 to 5% who hunt and extract the very resource most of us want to have the opportunity to enjoy alive. The WDFW must become more than just a hunting and fishing club. Commissioners, please address the travesty of this spring bear hunt, which has become a travesty, and eliminate this inappropriate event. Please offer some real oversight and balance in the management of our great wildlife resource. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Strobel. Nikki, next, please.
Next is Sophia Ressler, followed by caller 2667. Go ahead,
Sophia.
Thank you. Good morning, commissioners, and I appreciate the opportunity to comment. Sophia Ressler with the Center for Biological Diversity. I'm going to be very quick because I have submitted written comments on our behalf and others have already touched on the center's concerns. It's time to revisit the spring bear hunt. Why do we do it? What purposes does it truly serve? What does the newest science say about having a spring bear hunt and the effect it may have on ecosystems and wildlife? Based on my review of the science and the management principles, it appears that this hunt exists solely as a recreational opportunity,
If that is the case, the department needs to be transparent about that. As I stated before in our written comments, it is time for the department to start considering the wishes of Washington residents who have largely been ignored in decision-making because our recreational interests do not fund the department. With the adoption of the new 25-year strategic plan that emphasizes conservation and intends to move the department in a new direction, it seems like an ideal time to begin revisiting past decisions that have become commonplace but don't need to be. The center requests that you start with the spring bear hunt and consider its purpose using the new emphasis on conservation as a guiding principle. Thank you.
Thank you, Sophia, for your comments. Nikki, next.
Next is caller 2667. Please state your name for the record. Make sure to unmute yourself.
Good morning, commissioners. This is Timothy Coleman. I am director of the Kettle Range Conservation Group in Northeast Washington, and I'm here representing the 500 member families of my organization, some of which are hunters, as am I. And I'm a hunter who opposes this inhumane hunt of bears, and I ask the commission to oppose it as well. I live in Management Unit 101 Sherman. I am seeing less bears all the time. I live in the Trout Creek watershed where we used to have a lot of bears. Now I didn't see one last summer. So it's like, and I deer hunt, I go out and I walk the landscape around here. I can see scat piles are less, a few huckleberry patches, not even touched where they used to be cleaned out before I ever got to them by the bears. And, you know, I really implore you to recognize that if the public was fully informed of this and were asked to vote on it, you know as well as I do, they would be overwhelmingly opposed to it. I mean, the very idea that you're going to hunt bears, females, as described earlier, to 35 to 39% of kills that are just emerging from their dens. I mean, there's snow cover in the Kettle Range until mid-June, okay? So those bears that have denned down on the northern aspects to avoid coming out prematurely, they're going to just be coming out of their dens. And, you know, I would just say as a hunter, to me this is like, well, if we're trying to reduce the damage that these bears are causing or whatever other notion that comes out of this, I would say, well, why aren't we hunting deer in the spring too, so we can avoid the, you know, loss of alfalfa and, you know, all the problems that deer cause as well. You know, I mean, it's just that kind of crazy thinking. If it's about hunting opportunities, why the heck would you risk killing off females that don't produce very early in their lives, don't produce very many cubs, and you risk killing the cubs that will grow into huntable bears? So I just think on its face, it's absolutely ridiculous to have this sort of opportunity as you describe it. So I ask you to not support this, and thank you for your service and for hearing me out today.
Thank you for your comments.
Okay, we've Nikki? Got four left, the very last one being Bob McCoy. Next is Claire Davis. Go ahead, Claire.
Good morning. My name is Claire Lopes Davis, and I'm a Washington resident and the managing partner of the law firm Animal and Earth Advocates. In general, I prefer to do my talking in court on behalf of my clients. However, after listening to the Wildlife Committee meeting yesterday, I felt I needed to speak out about the misleading responses the department gave to questions from commissioners. The department's lack of transparency may save it from some immediate criticism, but it buys more trouble in the long term, leading to increased outrage, distrust, and yes, litigation. I'll submit more detailed information in written materials. For now, I wanted to flag two issues. First, commissioners asked yesterday about the possibility that hunters would be illegally killing bears over bait during the spring hunt. The answers the department gave were misleading at best. The department said that first, bear baiting is illegal, and second, although baiting for deer and elk is allowed, that, quote, doesn't come into play in the springtime, obviously. What it did not tell you is that the department knows that there are several hundred bear feeding stations used on commercial timberlands in Washington every spring, at the same time and at many of the same locations where the spring bear hunt takes place. The department has admitted that hunting near these feeding stations constitutes the illegal use of bait. However, the department not only refuses to regulate these feeding stations, it has no idea where they are, and it does not require disclosure of these locations before an area is opened up to spring hunting. As department staff have admitted, this means that not only is it unable to prevent hunters from intentionally using these feeding stations as bait, it cannot even advise hunters of their locations so they can avoid inadvertently using them as bait. Second, as many people have pointed out today, the department said yesterday that this hunt is largely about providing a recreational opportunity. But that is not how the department sells the spring hunt to the public or how it has sold it to the commission in the past. The department's website right now claims the spring hunts are, quote, typically used to address specific management needs, unquote, such as tree damage and bear-human conflict. In past presentations to the commission, the department has claimed this hunt is necessary to prevent timber damage or boost ungulate populations. The problem is that this year, members of the public have correctly observed that all these rationales are nonsense. The department's scientists agree. So the department has now admitted that this hunt is just a recreational opportunity. But this fun opportunity has serious ethical implications, which many people have already talked about. The department admits that spring hunters will inevitably orphan bear cubs. We know this. The department said yesterday that the best it can do is to ask the hunters to please try not to shoot females with cubs. When the department sold these hunts to the commission and the public, it pretended there was a compelling need for them. It is incumbent upon the commission to rethink whether it should continue to authorize the orphaning of bear cubs and the illegal killing of bears over bait for what the department now has admitted is for no particular reason. The department has waved away opposition to this rule as merely being from people who are opposed to spring bear hunting, implying such objections are frivolous. I ask the commissioners to not simply grit their teeth during public testimony, as one said that she did yesterday, but to actually listen to the concerns of those Washingtonians who care about ethical wildlife management, because we constitute the vast majority of the constituents you were supposed to represent. Thank you for the opportunity to talk today.
Thank you for your comments, Claire. Nikki, next, please.
Next, we've got Rachel Bjork, followed by Stephanie Taylor, and then finally, Bob McCoy. Go ahead, Rachel.
Hello, good morning. I am a previously stated longtime Washington State resident. I am opposed to bear hunting in general, and quite frankly, the idea of killing bears fresh out of hibernation is horrific. Allowing a small percentage of people to conduct an activity that a majority of the state opposes seems like a terrible policy. And when putting bait out, how are you supposed to ensure that only the quote unquote allowed animals are getting the bait? It's not like the bears don't know they aren't supposed to go for the bait. And I'm sure if the bears were to go for the bait, the hunters would not hesitate to shoot them. And doing their best to not kill mother bears is terribly insufficient. Additionally, I'm curious as to why the commission uses the term harvest when referring to hunting and killing bears, cougars, and other wild animals. They aren't a crop. You don't grow them. They are wild animals. People are going out and killing an animal. It seems clear to me that the department views animals as resources to be used rather than as wild animals that are important to the ecosystem. Every time a hunter shoots and kills a bear or cougar, they are creating a hole in that system. And they are disrupting the ecosystem and potentially orphaning a baby. The commission says that the number of animals hunted is just a small percentage of the total animals, but each one of those animals is a percent of that percentage, is an individual that matters. Non-human predators do not need to be managed. Wildlife does a great job of managing itself without human intervention. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments today, Rachel. Next, Nikki.
Next, we've got Stephanie Taylor and then Bob McCoy. Go ahead, Stephanie.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can hear you great.
Okay, great. Hello, Chair Baker, Commissioners, and Director. My name is Steph Taylor. I'm the Programs Manager at the Northwest Animal Rights Network, and we're a Seattle-based animal advocacy organization with members all across Washington. Thank you for the opportunity to comment today. My organization opposes all sport hunting, including hunting of black bears. The department claims that the spring bear hunt is a necessary response to ungulate issues and private timber issues, and for a number of years has offered an additional 300 permits through the Bear Timber Depredation Management Program, where the agency permitted private hunters to hound, hunt, and trap bears. However, the Court of Appeals in Tacoma ruled last month against the department that permits for private timber violated a voter-approved initiative that banned private hunters from using bait, hounds, and traps to remove problematic bears. As such, the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife is no longer allowed to offer black bear hunting permits to timberland owners intent on protecting trees from the animals. With all due respect, this is not a separate issue. It relates to how the agency conducts business, and NARN agrees that the state agency, such as Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife, should follow the law, especially as it relates to voter-approved initiatives. This initiative has proven that Washingtonians do not support killing of black bears through such inhumane practices. Because of this, NARN supports the removal of all timberland from the hunt units. NARN would also like to see the Bear Timber Depredation Management Program eliminated. Internal staff complaints about the program reveal years of ignored efforts to bring it into compliance with the law, and the program has brought multiple suits against the agency over the last 2 years. It's clear the department does not have the ability to ethically and legally interpret wildlife policy and interpret its own laws. Hunters are asked by the agency to not kill mother bears, which could lead to the orphaning of young, but currently there are no laws against it. With no accountability and frankly no data on this, it could be called state-sanctioned animal cruelty. And if Washington residents realize this, I'm sure there would be more outrage. If this is nothing more than a recreational opportunity, then this needs to go back to the vote. The basic tenet of responsible hunting is to be able to accurately identify what it is you are hunting. But because bears vary in size, the department's own staff biologist claims it is very difficult to tell sows from other bears. It is very possible to shoot sows if you don't see cubs, and that young males look like female bears. Sorry, I just lost my place here. Let's see. NARN opposes extending the spring bear black hunt season to April. We would like to see the commission speak up for conservation of wildlife for all Washingtonians instead of reinforcing its commitment to hunters who exploit wildlife. We would like to challenge the commission to direct your staff to hone in their scientific data and also focus on enforcement of poaching of ungulates and other wildlife. And then lastly, I'd like to ask if you're going to limit public comment time because of overwhelming public participants, that you extend your written comment deadline to Monday, December 6th. Thank you for the opportunity to comment.
Thank you, Stephanie, for your comments. Nikki, next, please.
All right. Finally, we've got Bob McCoy. Go ahead, Bob.
Good morning, Commissioners. Bob McCoy from Sammamish, Washington. I won't, iterate the comments against the spring bear hunt that have already been presented. I'm in agreement with them. I would point out that the department's own 2014 survey done by DUDA and Responsive Management states unequivocally that opposition to 70% far exceeds support for 17% lethal removal of black bears to prevent damage to timber on commercial timberlands. And while this hunt is no longer being presented as a damage prevention hunt, it's still the spring bear hunt. And I'm sure if we asked the question, we'd find about the same percentages. So I would hope that the commission votes against having this spring bear hunt, and really do agree that we need to look again at the number of people in Washington who are against this. One other item is it seems like every survey says that 20% of Washingtonians consider themselves current hunters or have hunted in the last 2 years, and yet only 4% of the population is purchasing hunting licenses. So it seems like we have a self-professed, very serious poaching contingency here in Washington, and perhaps we need to start looking a little more closely at what is going on in our wildlands. Thank you. Appreciate the time.
Thank you for your comments, Mr. McCoy. Do we have any questions or comments on this agenda item before we move on from the commission? Denise, I just have one. When does this come up for a vote?
I believe it comes up at your next, at the next conference call meeting, December
18th.
Not sure what the date is.
December. Okay. Thank you. Commissioner McIsaac.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My question has to do with the process of what the commission task is here. So when I read the notice to the public about what this is about, I read that this has to do with proposed amendments to WAC 220, et cetera. And that the proposed amendments are to align season dates, adjust permit numbers where needed, and clarify information about biological samples collected from harvested bears. The staff recommendation has to do with standardizing season dates, clarifying language associated with the spring bear check-in, reduce the number of permits in one area, and remove some area. Most of the testimony that we've just heard, and some of it very articulated very well, seems to be calling for an elimination of the spring bear hunt, as opposed to what appears to me to be what the public notice is about what's on the table. And so I wonder about moving forward with the consideration that some of the people in the public testimony are advocating for as a legitimate consideration for the commission. If those folks who did not think that question was on the table even showed up today, and we're only looking at what was noticed. So that's one thing that comes to mind for me.
Thank you, Commissioner McIsaac. Commissioner, Vice Chair Baker.
Thanks, Chair Carpenter. Although, I'll leave that one. I have another question for Anise, but I also have a bit of a statement. This whole issue of a spring bear hunt, aside from the timber damaged bear hunts, took me by surprise and is pretty much of a new issue to me. And my thoughts are along the lines of what Commissioner McIsaac's were, but I do believe that it is something that we should look at, and I'm struggling to find the correct venue for doing that and the correct timing. Just sort of thinking about the testimony we've just received, most of the people that talk to us think it's right now. I'll be giving this some thought between now and the time we take our vote, which is on the 18th. One comment though, first off, we have a statutory requirement to manage wildlife, and that has been interpreted long before I ever got on the commission as supporting hunting and fishing in managing wildlife. And that's something I believe in, and I want to make that pretty darn clear. I'm also one of the commissioners that doesn't hunt or fish. And so I have these sort of preconceived notions about my position and how I would be on this, including amongst staff. I have asked staff very pointed questions on this issue of spring bear hunts. And I want to make it real clear that there was never any time that anybody on our staff avoided my questions or didn't answer them directly. I think it's important that we take up these issues. I do take umbrage with attacking staff. Perhaps, I don't have any problem with unintentional you know, the way people receive information, I do have a problem with people suggesting that our staff are intentionally misrepresenting issues either to the public or to us. That has never been, I have not found that, especially not in this venue. My question for Anise, I have two. One is whether I understand that 8 states out of 50 allow spring bear hunts. Most of them seem to be Western states. I wonder if you happen to know if there's a reason for that, Anise, why the other states don't. And if you can't answer that today, I'd like for you to kind of talk to me on the side later when you do have an answer. And my other question is, if this is a hunt about opportunity and recreation, which I think has been fairly well settled today, if we don't do the spring bear hunt, assuming the numbers are there, and we simply fold in those numbers to the fall hunt, would that be decreasing opportunity? I don't see how we are increasing or decreasing opportunity with this hunt. And there may be some issues, especially the orphan cubs ones, that would dictate that we take a second look at it. So those are two questions. How come only 8 states allow this? And would we be decreasing opportunity if we simply moved those bears to fall?
Anise, do you want to deal with those now or you want to get back to Vice Chair Baker?
No, I could certainly deal with them now if you'd like, or I guess whatever you guys prefer.
Well, why don't you go ahead and take a swing at it, and if you can, and not, if not, we can go back and research it if needed.
Yeah, I think the why will probably require research. I mean, it's mostly social reasons, obviously. I think there is a culture of hunting spring bear in the West more than in the East because of their visibility and the landscape that is provided here. There's more rolling hills and places where you can spot and stalk spring bear and more timberland and all of that. I think there just isn't a culture of spring bear hunting more in the East, and not all the states have bear. So it's not out of 50, it's out of whatever states have a viable bear population. So not all states hunt bear, in the US, because they don't have a viable bear population. So I can research it more, but I don't know. It's going to vary so much from one state to the other, and most of them are going to be, I imagine, social reasons, either from public not wanting it or that there's no heritage of spring bear hunting in those areas. I do want to mention that there are, I think, almost all the provinces, the Canadian provinces, have spring bear hunting as well, and some of them over bait. So I mean, there's different ways people perceive things, and I get it. It's a social issue, and we have to make that decision here in Washington based on those social factors as well. As far as I'm sorry, I lost what your second question was. As far as
would it be a decrease in hunter opportunity to move the allocation to the fall?
So you wouldn't move the allocation to the fall, because the fall is a general spring bear season. So there is no allocation. You can buy it over the counter. You can take up to 2 bears. So the opportunity is the spring bear hunt is a unique opportunity because of the reasons that, you know, the bears are out of their dens. They're roaming the hillsides, and it's an opportunity to harvest in the spring, different than in the fall. So people are usually looking for a recreational opportunity in the spring, which doesn't exist outside of maybe turkey season. So it's a different opportunity. It's not increased opportunity.
Okay, thanks, Anise.
Thank you, Anise. Okay, Commissioner Kehoe, and then Commissioner Anderson, please.
Okay, I'm going to turn off my video so I can get close to the mic. I had the same observations as Commissioner McIsaac and Commissioner Baker. It seems that most of the comments that we've received have not been on the proposed rule change, but rather on whether to allow a spring bear hunt altogether. And it seems to me that that issue is more appropriate. And I'd ask Denise to confirm this. And that these are the types of issues that that the commission deals with in the 3-year game package. And so that's typically where we have these issues decided, not so much within the 3 years, unless there's a real emergency. It's more of kind of a fine-tuning certain regulations that we have just to make. So am I right on that, Denise? I mean, this is something that the up or down on spring bear hunt is certainly an issue that we can take up in the 3-year game package.
So it is something that has a potential to be taken up in the 3-year season setting, although the 3-year season setting tends to be more about major changes in how we hunt, not whether we hunt or not. I think the game management plan kind of is the overarching document about whether we have a hunt or not, or should we be hunting something or not. So I guess if it were me, I that's where I would put the decision, is when the game management plan process kicks up, because that's when we get a lot of the probably non-hunting public involved into the process. Because I think the 3-year season setting process tends to be more geared towards the hunting public than the non-hunting public, because we're dealing with so many specifics related to changes to how we hunt. Although the non-hunting public does weigh in on those, it's probably not the best venue. And so I don't know. I guess I'm open to any suggestions of where the decision space is and where it needs to be. But that's kind of my thoughts on it anyway.
Good. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Keel. Thank you, Anise. Commissioner Anderson.
Yes. Following up the game management plan, that's where I was thinking that this is the logical place to have that discussion. I think the one of the things that we would benefit from is the data collected as proposed with the regarding the composition of the kill and the amount females and those that are lactating and the like. So we would have that as a benchmark. I think what we've got are some data points, but we don't have quite as much as we would like or that we will have with this change. And so I feel like, you know, we could benefit by that, as well as perhaps some digging into some of what is happening elsewhere, what kind of science is out there, which I'm sure you are looking at, but it could be informative to us as we go forward.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Commissioner Kehoe, do you have your hand up again or is not taken down yet? I know you like to talk, so go. Okay, any other questions or comments before we move on?
If I may.
Please, Anise.
I would like to clarify one thing. I think we heard a lot of the folks in opposition of this hunt saying that we changed the rationale. We didn't change the rationale. Recreational hunting has always been, we're using recreational hunters to deal with issues that we have on the landscape. It's not always purely about the issue. It is both of those things. So it seems like people are thinking all of a sudden we changed direction. We did not change direction. We've always had these hunts to fulfill both of these things, to have recreational hunting and to address some of these issues. And if this hunt were to go away, we would still have to address these issues. And so I guess I think that one was lost. I think people it has to be an all or nothing, and it really isn't an all or nothing. It is both of those things. And so I just wanted to clarify that because I think people may lose that point.
Thank you for that explanation. I see Commissioner Thorburn's hand is up, and then Commissioner McKaysey.
Thank you, Anise, for clarifying that, because I was sort of having the same thoughts. And thanks to Barbara for pointing out that staff does very clearly answer our questions, and I don't feel deceived at all. The thing I wanted to add to Anise's point is the spring bear hunt is a permit hunt. The fall hunt is a general over-the-counter hunt. Those are two different management tools, permits and over-the-counter. And when the permit is a finer kind of tool, I don't want to really bring it up, but I'm going to. It's a more nuanced tool. So it provides opportunity, it does provide as well tools for management. And certainly last year, we were very clear on the spring bear hunt that we were adding permits in an area as a management tool. So both happen. I just appreciate that Anise was pointing that out, because as I listened to the testimony, I thought that might have been lost.
Thank you, Commissioner Thorburn. Commissioner McKay, did you wish to speak?
I'll pass. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Commissioner Keogh, you still have your hand up. You're confusing me over here. Thank you very much.
I don't. It's maybe Nikki can help me and unraise it.
No, you did well. You got her down. All right. Nothing else on that subject. I think we're done with that. Move on. Anise, thank you for a job well done. Look forward to hearing more shortly. We'll move on to